You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 357, and this is our opponents episode. We're going to be looking at each of Notre Dame's opponents, starting with Texas, ending with USC, and talking a little bit about how their season's going, as well as giving our predictions on if we think they're going to win their upcoming game or lose, and looking back to see if we were right the week before. So, starting with Texas.
I'll just throw this in there. We did much better this past week.
You should give what was our overall record from this past week, and then our total record up to this point.
Last week you were 7-3, and I was 8-2. So that brings out, which we didn't do it every week, but the weeks we did it, that means you are at 23-24, and I'm at 22-25.
So with another good week, we'll both crack 500.
Oh, definitely. This is the week.
Okay, starting with Texas. They did defeat Texas Tech. And what were our picks on this game, Randall?
We had both picked Texas.
Whoa. Texas defeated Texas Tech 45-37. And I don't know.
They're on a two-game winning streak. They haven't done that since the beginning of the year against Notre Dame and UTEP, but they beat number 8 Baylor, and then they went on to beat Texas Tech last week. So,
and the problem is they've got West Virginia coming up here. West Virginia is number 16 in the country right now. They play at noon on FS1, and even though West Virginia, they did lose to just someone that wasn't that outstanding. Who was it? Let me just look here.
They are number 16 in the country.
Okay. A few weeks ago, they lost Oklahoma State 37-20. So they have one loss on the season, and at least definitely a legitimate top 20 team. Texas, even though maybe they're getting things turned around, they beat Baylor, like you said, I still just don't think that they're going to be able to defeat West Virginia. However, they are favored in this game. The game is at Texas. They're favored by 2 points, but I'm picking West Virginia on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going with West Virginia on this.
Next, we've got Nevada. The Wolfpack is now 3-6 on the season. They did lose to New Mexico 35-26. I can't imagine that Coach Poyan will be around much longer. I know that the Wolfpack, they're not a big-time program by any means, but I doubt they're too happy with a 3-6 record. Coming up on, and how did we pick this game?
We both picked New Mexico.
And then coming up on Saturday at 10:30 p.m., they're playing San Diego State. And San Diego State, this is an in-conference game. They're 8-1 on the season, 5-0 in conference, and they're a 24-point favorite over Nevada.
Wow, so that's going to be hard to overcome for Nevada.
Definitely picking San Diego State on this one. And then Michigan State. So, I mean, this is the one, legitimate traditionally top program that just is having a worse season than Notre Dame is. They're 2-7 on the season. They have lost 7 games in a row. Last, they lost to Illinois 31-27. So, by Brian Kelly logic, at least it's a one possession loss.
Yeah, Notre Dame is having a bad season, but Michigan State is much worse.
And they're going to lose their last two games. They play Rutgers on Saturday, and then they play Ohio State, and then they play Penn State.
And they've fallen a lot further from last year, where they were at last year.
Yeah, it's true.
To this year. They did a lot better. They did better than Notre Dame last year, and they're doing worse than Notre Dame this year. So,
if they don't beat the Rutgers, they will finish the season with only 2 wins. So Rutgers is their one shot at another win this season. They play at noon. And did we both pick Michigan State, or did we pick?
We had both picked Michigan State last week.
It, you know, normally if a team's falling like this, you definitely pick against them. However, they're playing the Rutgers, who are also 2-7 on the season. This game at noon is at Sparty, and they're a 14-point favorite. And so even as bad as Michigan State is, Vegas believes in them on the, in this matchup, and I do too.
Well, the Rutgers have six straight losses. And the interesting thing about this game, both these teams have not picked up a win in the Big Ten in conference play this season. So one of them will finally get their first win in the Big Ten this year.
I wonder, are they on the same side?
Yeah, they are. They're both
okay,
in the
so
East.
They're fighting for that second to worst spot.
Yes.
Next up, we've got the Duke.
I'm going with Michigan State as well.
Next up, Duke Blue Devils. And how did we pick this one, Randall, last week?
We both picked... they play Virginia Tech.
Maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
They played 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So they would have had a bye week last
week. They're playing North Carolina, 7:30 on Thursday night on ESPN. Number 17, North Carolina. They did have a close one. Duke, I mean, they really was close a few weeks ago against Virginia Tech, a 2 or 3 point loss. But they're 11-point underdogs against North Carolina. It is at Duke, but I'm definitely going with the Tar Heels on this one.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. No, they did play Virginia Tech last week. That's what I thought. I had written down Virginia Tech as the win. We both picked Virginia Tech last week.
Okay.
And Virginia Tech did win, so we both got that right. But yeah, I'm going with North Carolina in this. Badly as we want our opponents to do good against other teams, they just aren't getting it done.
And then Syracuse. And was this one last week or was this 2 weeks ago against Clemson?
Oh, this was last week.
Okay. Yeah, they lost.
We both picked Clemson.
54-0. Clemson rolled over them. Syracuse is now 4-5 on the season. And coming up on Saturday, they're playing North Carolina State. And I am not going to be picking Syracuse in this one. They're both 4-5. Syracuse is 2-3 in conference. North Carolina State is 1-4, but I am picking North Carolina State, and they don't have, I don't see a spread in this game.
I'm actually going to go with Syracuse in this game.
I believe, North Carolina State is actually the next game we're looking at, so we'll just kind of put these two together kind of, but I think North Carolina State's defense is much better than what Syracuse's is. Even though they've given up more, they've given up a lot fewer points per game. And they can still score. I mean, North Carolina State can, as long as it's not in a hurricane. And then North Carolina State, was their Florida State game last week?
Yes, they had played Florida State. We had both picked, well, no, you had picked Florida State and I picked North Carolina State. So I learned my lesson. I'm not picking them again this week, so...
They lost to Florida State. Close game, 24-20. Really close game. And then Stanford, 6-3 on the season. So they had a rough patch there when they lost to Washington and Washington State. And then they've beaten three of their next four games. They beat Notre Dame, lost to Colorado, beat Arizona, and then beat Oregon State. How did we pick the Stanford-Oregon State game?
We had both picked Oregon State.
We did?
Sorry, Stanford.
Okay.
I was looking at the next game. We did both pick Stanford. Okay. That one.
And coming up on Saturday at 4 p.m., they're playing Oregon. They're a 4-point favorite against Oregon. Oregon is 3-6 on this season. It is at Oregon. And although Stanford, Oregon's been really good lately. They're not good this year. I'm surprised that it's only a 4-point spread in favor of Stanford.
Well, these have been battles the last couple of years. They've been very competitive games. So that's probably why it's a little bit of a rivalry there. And it's always different when you're playing a rivalry.
It's true. Stanford is averaging 20 points per game and allowing 19 points per game. Oregon is averaging 38 points per game and giving up 42 points per game. So a 20-point, pretty much a 20-point difference between what each of them are scoring and giving up. So a bad offense versus a bad defense, good offense versus a bad defense. But yeah, I'm picking Stanford in this game.
Yeah, I picked Stanford as well. They're the one team on Notre Dame's schedule that's trying to put together a good season and make Notre Dame's strength of schedule look a little bit better.
And then Miami, they defeated Pitt big time, 51-28. And this is one, as I was making the Pitt against Miami last week, I was thinking, you know what, they'll probably end up beating Pitt just because I've always been picking against them. But this is one I had picked wrong, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you had picked Pitt and I had picked Miami.
And coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m., they're playing Virginia. Virginia is 2-7 on the season. Miami is 5-4. 11-point favorite, Miami, as they go to Virginia. And I'm definitely taking Miami on this one.
Hey, you're coming around.
I think this might be the first time, besides their opening games against cupcake teams.
Yeah, I agree. I would pick Miami as well.
And then Navy, after defeating Notre Dame 28-27, they'll be playing Tulsa at noon on Saturday. They are a 1-point underdog to Tulsa. Tulsa is 6-2 on the season. Navy is 6-2. So a conference game. And this is tough. But I think I'm going with Navy on this one. Actually, no. They just defeated Notre Dame. They accomplished what they wanted to do for this season. I'm picking Tulsa.
Man, I was gonna pick Tulsa. I hope you would pick the other team, but a lot of Tulsa's games, or they've had quite a few close games. Man, I'm gonna go with Navy on this.
Okay. And then Army played Air Force last week. They lost 31-12.
And you had picked Army, and I had picked Air Force. So.
Okay. And then Virginia Tech, we mentioned that they played Duke. And they're playing Georgia Tech on Saturday at 3:30. Georgia Tech is number 14 in the country. They're 7-2. Georgia Tech is 5-4. Virginia Tech is playing at home and is a 14-point favorite.
You meant Virginia Tech is number 14 team in the country.
Yeah, did I say it the other way around?
Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia Tech is 14-point favorite.
And I have to go with Virginia Tech.
Yeah, definitely.
This Georgia Tech team is not living up to... People are figuring out the triple option.
Some people are. And then the USC Trojans... Rough start early on. The first four games, they were 1-3. Since then, they have beat their last five opponents, and they are 6-3 on the season. They're playing Washington. They beat Oregon, by the way, 45-20.
And we had picked USC on that.
They're playing Washington at 7:30 on Saturday. It is at Washington. Washington's number 4. 9-0 in the 9-0. They're a 9-point favorite. Washington is, and this is a tough pick for me because I do think USC has really turned things around. They're playing really good football right now, and I think they end up spoiling Washington's perfect season.
What? No, I disagree. I'm picking Washington. I've been picking them all year, and I still pick them.
Okay.
Washington's defense is only allowing 15.8 points per game. And USC has been scoring in all but one of the last five games. They've scored 40-some points. They scored 21 against Colorado. The others were 41, 48, 45, and 45. So they have been scoring a lot, but they haven't played a defense like Washington.
I want to watch this game. I think it'll be a good one. All right, that wraps up our opponents episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. Randall, anything else before we finish this one off?
I don't think so. We're still not worried about Notre Dame's strength of schedule this year. Doesn't really matter, but the hardest teams are definitely coming up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and check back tomorrow for our score predictions podcast. Until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.